The Union of Students of Ireland said this week that some students are being forced to defer or drop out of college because they can't find accommodation. The Department of Higher and Further Education says it will host a meeting of college presidents next week to discuss the issue. Meanwhile, some purpose-built student accommodation in major cities like Dublin is being used for tourists or remains unoccupied because rents are too high for students. In a moment, we'll speak with developer Michael O'Flynn, who owns and runs purpose-built student accommodation in Cork and Dublin. But first, our Western correspondent Pat McGrath spoke with NUIG student Sai Gujulia, a third-year biomedical engineering student who lives in a hostel with 10 others in the city.
And I started looking as soon as I got the email, but it was too late by then because campus accommodation has been booked out in January and other student accommodation has been booked out in May. But we only received information in August. And undaft, either landlords put up a really high price, somewhere like €900 for a twin sharing bedroom, and some don't have access to a kitchen or like basic necessities such as a desk and a chair.
So tell me what it's like living in a 10-bed dormitory, for want of a better term, I presume. You're in a bunk bed, are you?
Yeah, so it's basically like there's like five bunk beds, so two in each, and we share a single bathroom, which is kind of not even enough for one person because the shower sometimes gives hot water, which is if you're lucky, and other times it's always cold water. And it's not easy because we don't even get a desk and a chair. We have to do everything by our bed, and we're basically living out of a suitcase because we don't have a wardrobe or anything. It's just a few hangers. So we pay weekly, and it's €120 weekly for 7 days, and it's €90 for 5 days. And that includes like a breakfast, but it's not really breakfast, it's just cornflakes and bread. And you get access to the kitchen, and that's shared with like around 200 other tourists and students in the hostel. I was expecting a private room myself based on the price, but after I moved in, it turned out to be a bunk bed with 9 other people, and I didn't know any of them. And the only common thing is that we're all going to NUIG.
What's it like?
So it's actually terrible because I can't even do my assignments. Like I usually spend most of my time on campus in the library, just trying to get proper Wi-Fi. At the moment, I don't think I will get any accommodation as I don't have a single viewing. Like my parents are frustrated as well. They were like, why don't you defer or like move to a university over there? But it's a bit too late considering I'm in third year. So like, I think an average student will be capable of paying like around 500, maybe 400, because not all of us can afford like 900 a room, especially being students ourselves.
That was NUIG student Sai Gujulia speaking to our Western correspondent Pat McGrath. We're joined now by the chairman and managing director of the O'Flynn Construction Group, Michael O'Flynn, whose company owns and operates as well student accommodation in Cork and in Dublin. Michael O'Flynn, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, Justin.
One of the problems here is that the purpose-built student accommodation in some cases is out of the price range of students. Is there anything that can be done to reduce the price of rents in that accommodation so that the available properties can be utilised?
Well, it's very difficult now to correct what has been built in terms of the costs that were involved. Like, you have to understand here, and people, I've heard a lot of misspeaking in relation to this in the last number of days, and that's the main reason I said I'd come on this programme, because we project these student accommodation blocks project a certain income to make this viable. Like, this is part of the housing crisis, Justin. This is just another aspect of the housing crisis. If you put forward a financial viability, an underwrite of what your projections are, that's the income you have to get. Why? Because we have a cost base here in Ireland that is out of step with the UK and other countries in Europe. And we manage 12,000 beds in the UK, we own some, and we also manage student accommodation in Germany. And I can tell you that when you look at the cost base here with the VAT, the development levies, that is not a situation that can be sustained if you want to have affordable student accommodation. I feel very sorry for the people who are on there and for anybody who was caught in this situation. But to point at the owners is not the right thing to do.
Just to be clear, Michael O'Flynn, I just want to ask, we'll say about the company that you own that manages student accommodation in Dublin. Do you still have availability in Dublin in some of your units?
Yes, indeed.
You do, and yet there's a crisis in accommodation and a shortage, which tells you that the the rents are too high, isn't that right?
Well, it does and it doesn't, because a lot of complexes are in the same state of occupancy, and both our complexes in Cork are full and have been for some time. I suspect in the next 4 to 6 weeks, the Dublin scheme will fill up also. The reality of the situation is the cost of student accommodation is out of reach for too many people. This is back to housing being out of reach for people. This is part of this problem we have. But we're not dealing with the cost base, and the cost base goes to the rental. Somehow people think that it's owners putting a price that's not realistic. Those owners have to put a price that they have projected to get their borrowing and or to get international investors in as part of this equation. And this is not being addressed by the government. In relation to the recent move, which was a totally political move, to suggest that students can give a month's notice and leave, that's going to have a knock-on effect on rent, because it's giving rise to extra administrative costs, it's giving rise to likely vacancies, and that will all reflect on rent.
Why, Michael O'Flynn, would an operator not drop the price to get students into those vacant apartments that you have?
Well, I've just said to you that those apartments will fill in the next short while. There has been a delay in students coming for all the reasons that we all know about, and I suspect that most of those complexes will fill in the next while. That's just the reality of life, and I've compared it this morning to the vast number of student accommodation that we have in the UK, and the occupancy here is very close to the occupancy across the UK. Some of them are ahead and some of them are behind, and that's just the stages of people coming into student accommodation.
So you will fill those. Is the planning system, though, being used to maintain high prices too? Because we saw that Dublin City Council allowed changes to the planning laws to allow student accommodation to become short-term lets, meaning that you'll have more people fighting for the same property.
Well, I think there's a lot of misinformation around about this. Last year, when suddenly all student accommodation blocks, including our own, were empty, some of those blocks applied for a derogation in relation to student or to short-term. The buildings were empty. There is no change from the planning that has been received. But there's a lot of misinformation, and I've read some academic journalists writing articles that are completely incorrect. The reality is all our complexes are for student accommodation and they should be kept as such. I don't speak for anyone who has, and I'm not sure anyone has, except on a temporary basis when those buildings were empty. And I can see no reason. I'm in student accommodation in Cork. We have complexes going back 30 years. We always let in the summer period to tourists. That's part of the business model. That helps to set the rent at a more affordable level. I hear people saying that we shouldn't be allowed in the summertime to rent to tourists. Why not? We rent to language schools, and a lot of the educational type travellers come and stay in the summertime. That makes perfect sense. And again, I don't think if you get student accommodation planning, you should stick to that. And if people are trying to change from that, I don't agree with that.
You seem to be suggesting, though, Michael, that that there's nothing really that can be done to reduce the rents in currently built student accommodation. Is that what you're saying?
It is basically what I am saying, because we have not had a government policy to create affordable residential and indeed affordable student accommodation. There is a lot the government can do, and I did look through Housing for All specifically in the last 24 hours in relation to student accommodation, and they're talking about the universities, technological universities, will now go building student accommodation, as if that throwaway comment will actually solve the student accommodation crisis. It will not. And if they have free land, which I heard a minister allude to in the last few days, there's no such thing as free land. Of course they may have land that's suitable, but the costs of creating those with public procurement type approaches and public contract approaches won't give you cheaper accommodation unless you don't account for all the costs that are involved. Look, we need to get real here. We're not facing up to the housing crisis and we're not facing up to the student shortfall. And I feel really sorry for people in both trying to buy housing and trying to rent. We need to look at the cost base. We have to bring down the prices. We have to get realistic about it. We can't be parking it as if the problems are going to get solved by themselves. They won't be solved until there is an upfront government proper engagement with the industry, just like in the COVID crisis to help people were in the room. I'm sorry to say, Justin, we haven't been in the room for a long time. We are the people who can help. And I don't mean for a second that's by charging more. I've offered umpteen times we'll open our books if that's what's needed to prove that we are not in any way overcharging, but we have to make enough to fund our developments. This is crucial, and this seems to be misunderstood by people who criticise our sector and keep going back to the unfortunate days when a lot more than the property people got things wrong.
All right, Michael O'Flynn, Chairman and Managing Director of the O'Flynn Construction Group. Thank you very much indeed for coming into our Cork studio to talk to us today.